Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar.
So there's a question, it's a well-known question. It's a well-known question, why are we celebrating Lag BaOmer? So we typically think about the students, the Bekiva students who died. All of them died, and on this day, the plague stopped. They stopped dying. So we celebrate at the end of the mourning period, right? That we stop the mourning and the Avelos of Sfira because the students stopped dying. But the obvious question, if you think about it, is that it's not really a reason to celebrate because they didn't stop dying because they stopped dying. They stopped dying because there were no more left to die. They all perished. That's not really a celebration that like it ended. That's a reason for more avelus. That's a reason for increased avelus, for increased sadness and increased mourning. There's nothing positive about that. There were none left. And once there were none left, there was no one else to die. So how is it the end of the avelus period? So there's a number of different answers to this question, but the Pri Chadash's answer I find the most unbelievable. Pri Chadash says that Lag BaOmer is not about Rabbi Akiva's students ending. It's not about the end of their death and the end of the plague. It's about the fact that after they all died, on Lag BaOmer, when that finished, Rabbi Akiva had a choice. He could have either given up because his entire life's work was over, because all his students had died, every last one of them, and he could have done what most people would do, which would just be to give up. Rabbi Akiva made a choice on Lag BaOmer to say, I'm going to find new students. And he went and he found five new students. And from those five that he decided to pursue and to start and restart again after everyone else had died, from those five students is how we have everything that we have. The entire Mesorah, the entire tradition, the entire chain from Har Sinai was at a crossroads, was at a fork in the road at that moment when all his students died. And the question, what's going to happen next? The entire Mesorah, the entire chain just perished. And he could have been done at that point, but he decided to go and find five new students and start from the beginning, literally from the beginning, start from the scratch to rebuild. And that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating not the end of the old, but the beginning of the new. And I think maybe that's something to think about on Lag BaOmer now, which is, so we all have situations in our life that are old and that weigh us down and that enough is enough already. But we hold on to them because it's just, sometimes it's a little bit easier to hold on to something even when you know it's dying than it is to find the strength to start something brand new that you can't even imagine existing. Even if you know it's wrong, even if you know it's dead, even if you know it has no hope, but it's just instinctively, oftentimes, it's just easier to hold on to that broken thing than it is to actually say, you know, it's time to let go of this and to start completely from scratch and to start new. And that's what Rabbi Akiva did in Lag BaOmer. That's what Lag BaOmer is really about. It's about being honest with ourselves about what is it in my life, for every one of us, what is it in my life, for real, that I know has long been dead. Whether it's a perception of myself, it's a relationship that I've had with somebody that's not good for me, that's weighing me down. It's a place I go to. It's something I do. It's a way of thinking. It's a behavior I've become accustomed to. Whatever it is that I know is really, it's dead. It's empty. But it's hard to let go of. And Lag BaOmer is time to say, but I need to find a way to somehow imagine the possibility of what life could be like if I actually allow myself to dream of the possibility of something different. That there could be something actually different. That I could restart like Rabbi Akiva did. So I think we can all think about that in our own way. But I want to just pick one thing, if I can share a little bit more, that I think we need to all, as a klal for everybody and as individuals, something that's long dead that we need to let go of and start again. So the story everybody knows about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the other aspect of Lag BaOmer, of course, about Rashbi. Everybody thinks of this of Lag BaOmer as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He went into the cave, he hid in the cave, he revealed the Zayar, he revealed all the secrets of Kabbalah, and then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave, and the first time he came out, he burned everybody, he went back in, he came out again, and we think of the whole Lag BaOmer as about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? It's all Bar Yochai, Bar Yochai, and a sing Bar Yochai. But the truth is that if you look in the Gemara, it's actually not all about Bar Yochai. It's not all about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The story, it's not all about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Lashon of the Gemara is in plural. The entire story is in plural. Azlu, they went, Tashu b'marasa, they went and they hid in a cave. And the whole continuity, the continuation, if I knew Shas Bal Peh, I could keep going, but the I got the first three words. Okay, the whole story. You could go check it out. The entire story is in plural. Israchish lehu nisa. I think that's the next field. There was a miracle done for them, right? Havu yasvu bitzav ad savarayhu. They sat. They. It's all in they. It's all plural, because it's not actually a story about Rabbi Shimon Yochai. It's a story about Rabbi Shimon Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar. He was together with his son the whole time. He was not alone. And I don't think that's a coincidence. And I'll tell you why I don't think it's a coincidence, because the end of the Gemara has four words that I think I never noticed until this year looking at it, that I think are the most unbelievable four words. The story, the end of the Gemara, they come out of the cave. And the son, Rav Elazar, is still burning everybody up. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says to his son, stop burning everybody up. Dai la'olam ani va'ata. Dai la'olam ani va'ata. It's enough for the world, me and you. Now, the way people usually read this Gemara is what he's saying, and this is probably the Pashup Shot, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying to Rabbi Elazar, is stop burning everybody up, stop holding them to the standard that we've been holding ourselves to. It's enough for the world that you and I are at this standard. Everybody else can be regular. Stop burning everybody alive. We can be at this standard, but it's not for everybody. Dai lolam, it's enough for the whole world, ani va'ata, that we are at this standard. But I think maybe another way to read it is dai lolam, it's enough. It's enough for the world. The whole existence of the world is really about one thing. The whole purpose, dai lolam. The whole world is worth being created for one reason. Ani va'ata, me and you. The whole world is worth it just for the experience of relationship. If you're going to look at the world and start burning everyone with your eyes, it means you missed the whole thing of what you and I were doing in the cave together. We were sitting together. Azlu, tashu b'marasu. That we were together. It was an experience of aniva ata. Obviously, I'm not going to be presumptuous enough to say that I could possibly know this for sure, but I have a feeling that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai could not have revealed all the secrets if he was actually by himself in the cave. I think it was specifically because he was in a relationship. He was with someone else. He was in the state of being in connection. And that's really what Hod Shebehod is about. Tonight is Hod Shebehod. What does Hod mean? Hod is Hodah, is admitting. It's the admitting of admitting. What does it mean to admit? To admit to someone is to say, I need you. To admit that I can't do it all on my own. That there is no such thing as self-sufficiency. There's no such thing in this world as being self-sufficient. It's this big value that's placed on the top of what everyone's striving for. There's no such thing as self-sufficiency. In any way, none of us exist as individuals. We all exist only in a state of aniva ata. It's just a question of, can we accept that or not? Can we admit that? That's the hod. That's hod shebehod. Can I really deeply admit that I need you? That we all need each other? So if Lag BaOmer is about shedding something that's really long, long dead and beginning something that we all desperately need to begin, maybe one thing we can shed is the false belief that we could do it on our own. Because no one can do it on their own. There's no one that can do it on their own. It's the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina, I think it was, Chalash Rabbi Chanina, Al Legabe Rabbi Yochanan. He went up to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan asked him, Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin, are you happy with these Yisurin, with these pains you're suffering? And he said, Lo hein velo schara. No, I don't want these, and I don't even want the reward for them. So Rabbi Yochanan put out his hand, And Rabbi Hanina took his hand, and he became better. He was healed. And then the Gemara goes on and says the most unbelievable thing. Rabbi Yochanan, who was just the healer for Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yochanan himself became sick. And Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came to Rabbi Yochanan, who himself had just healed Rabbi Hanina, and said, Chavivan alecha yisurin, do you like these yisurin, these pains? And he said, lo hein velo schar, no, I don't want them and I don't want the reward. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba stuck out his hand for Rabbi Yochanan, who had just done the same thing for Rabbi Hanina. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba sticks out his hand for Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan takes his hand, and he becomes healed and better. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, which is, so Rabbi Yochanan just did it for somebody else, why couldn't he do it for himself? He just healed Rabbi Hanina. Why couldn't he heal himself? What did he need Rabbi Chiya bar Abba for? He knew exactly what to do. So the Gemara says, because Ein chavush matir atzma beis ha'asurin. A prisoner can't free himself from jail. So that's why even though Rabbi Yochanan could do it for Rabbi Hanina, he couldn't do it for himself. Because nobody's self-sufficient. No one can do it for themselves. There's no such thing. Why can't the prisoner free himself from jail? Because if he's freeing himself, then he's still in jail, because he's still alone. And to be alone is to be in jail. Dai la'olam ani va'ata, the whole purpose. Dai la'olam, the entire world is worth it for ani va'ata, for me and you. That's the point. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was together with Rav Elazar, with his son. And that's hod shebehod, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be real with the reality of admitting that we can't do it by ourselves, that everybody needs someone else. That we all need somebody. We all need many people. In so many ways and so many levels. So maybe we need each other. We need each other. So going back to how I started with the Pri Chadash, the bracha for all of us, and maybe something to think about and think in a real way of how you can actually do this in your life. What would it mean to be more hod like? To be more willing to admit when you need someone else. Whoever that might be, a spouse, a friend, a Rebbe, whoever it might be, a sibling, a parent, to actually be more hod-like, hod shebehod, to be admitting of the fact that we need others. We cannot survive on our own. Nobody can. So to give up, as Rabbi Akiva did on Lag BaOmer, to give up that which has already been long dead and be willing to start with something that might seem impossible, but is possible. So hopefully together we can try and allow the shedding process to happen, the decomposition of something that which is already dead, so that that which can be new.
And maybe this is why we know the Gemara says that the Chachamim quote a pasuk that one day the entire Torah is going to be forgotten. It's really a crazy thing, you think about it. They're saying that it's not just that it's going to be forgotten in part or from some people, but that the entirety of the Torah is going to be forgotten. From all of Klal Yisrael. And they go to Pasuk that shows this. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai comes and says that can't be, because he quotes a different Pasuk that says that Ki lo shishakach mi pizar, the Torah will never be forgotten. So what does Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai do with the Pasuk that the Chachamim quote that says that Torah is going to be forgotten? So he says what that means is that it'll be forgotten from any individual person in its entirety, but that the together with all of Klal Yisrael, the Torah will never be forgotten, meaning that each person in Klal Yisrael will hold a different portion, a different part, a different piece of Torah. And when we bring all of that together, the Torah can't be forgotten. And in this teaching, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai again is saying the same idea of Dai La'olam Ani Va'ata, the Hod Shebehod, the admitting and of that reality in which we need each other, in which we can't do it on our own. That the Torah will continue and will live on, Ki lo shishakach mi pizaro, but only from all of Klal Yisrael together, not from any individual person. And lastly, maybe this is what it means also in the song that we sing of Bar Yochai, when it says, Nase Adam Nemar Bavriacha, which literally means that when Hashem said, let us make man, let's create humankind, that was said on behalf of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But maybe on a deeper level or from another perspective, what it's saying is that when Hashem said Nase Adam in the plural, which everyone points out is very peculiar, why is it in the plural? That Hashem specifically says, let us make man in the plural, that's on behalf of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is teaching us that the creation of a person can only be done in the plural. It can only happen, a person can only live within Ani V'Ata, within their relationships. And this is where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is coming to teach us and coming to show us. And this is why everyone talks about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, shows that every yid matters and that every person matters and that even the lowest, and all of that's true. And maybe this, it's from this perspective. Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is showing us that everyone needs each other in some way. Every person is part of it, and every person is enhancing someone else or playing a role in for someone else in some way. That this reality of Dai La'olam Aniva Atav Nase Adam Nevera Virecha and Kilosi Shakach Mi Pizarro, only from the bringing together of all the different pieces of Klai Yisrael, and in the way that every person is holding on to a different aspect of Sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasech, a different piece that they're holding on to and that they're adding to the totality of Klai Yisrael holding Torah in this world.
So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.